महाभूतानहंकार बुद्धिरभक्तमेव च इंद्रियाणि गतिकं च पंच इंद्रिय गोचरः इच्छा द्वेष सुखं दुःखं संघात चेतनाकृतिः एतत्क्षेत्रं समासून प्रतिकारं गातम्। This is more or less Sankhya philosophy, analysis of material elements. We are embodied in material elements. Krishna is portrayed by Arjuna. What is this body? And who is the owner of this body? And what is knowledge? Krishna has answered that the soul is the owner of this body, and I am also the owner of this body. This owner of this body, one individual soul and a super soul. Just like owner of the stone car, the tenant is in one sense the owner, at the same time the landlord is also. These points we have discussed. Now, Krishna has also discussed that the knowledge by which we can understand the soul, the super soul, and the material embodiment. That is real knowledge. People are after knowledge. So many there are departments of knowledge. But according to Bhagavad Gita, real knowledge is to understand the soul, the super soul, and the material soul. So, he is analyzing this material element. Mahabhutana. Ahankara. Mahabhutana. There are five broad elements which are called Mahabhuta, great material elements. And what are those? Hari, the Ahankara, the Ketu, Tavata, Bhutadi, Sangha, Buddhi, Sati, Pradhana, Mahat, Vaktam, Tadhitu, Sujanavastam, Pradhana, Indriyani, Sushida. One after another. This star and all ego is due to the intellect. Everything begins from the subtle. The most subtle element is the spirit soul. And little proper that is this soul is the intelligence. And little broader than the intelligence is the positive identification. And little broader than the all intelligence is the mind. And from mind then the senses, and the senses next the rock element is born. So, we have to analyze according to the Shastra, because it is not possible. Suppose the modern scientist is given to find out where is the soul in this body. But it is not possible. So, very profound advancement of knowledge. But actually, we are not yet advanced so far as material science is concerned to understand the basic principle of the moving force which is moving this body on account of the presence of the soul. We have got so much intelligence, we have found so much harmful psychological effects, so many things wonderful they are. But as soon as the soul is not there, everything collapses. So, the Buddhist theory that the intelligence and consciousness take place at a certain point of material mixture. But that may be an argument, but actually it is not a fact. Any amount of material mixture, you cannot produce so. They have produced so many things by material mixture, but nobody has produced in India, of course, we have so many news that in America they have produced life. But it is not possible. Nobody has found, and greater scientists have admitted that the doctrine of life is beyond the scope of material science. So we have to take it from authoritative pictures like Bhagavad Gita. Basic literature that soul is different from this body, and of course, according to the mentality of the soul, we develop different kinds of body, and that is being described by Ramakrishna Goenka. सूत्रादी पंच बाधादी मंत्री राजस अहंकार ඒකම් ඒකම් සමාන වෙන ප්‍රතිචාරකට
One can
understands himself by the simple process, by chanting the holy name of Buddha. That is precisely from Lord Krishna. He says that if you chant these Hare Krishna mantra, then automatically everything will be revealed unto you. Because in this age, it is very difficult to follow the process of life, just like a marathon. To give us the price of our existence, or material existence, or condition. Amanta means the Vishnu Chaturthi. Sattvat karana abhikhatyam. Sattvat karana abhikhatyam adamitam adhikatyam. That means that to deny the material existence, that I am not this matter. So this is not ordinary thing, that I am not matter. But Lord Caitanya says that this realization that I am not matter will be very easily realized if you chant Hare Krishna. He says the Ketu Dasana Maharaj. If you chant Hare Krishna, the immediate first installment of profit will be the understanding that Ketu Dasana Maharaj, I am identifying myself as belonging to this material world. This is misunderstanding. Actually, I don't belong to this material world. The whole concept of my material body is based on this misunderstanding that I have. As this part, the Lord Caitanya says that even if you do not follow the regulation of acquiring this knowledge, simply if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then your first installment of Rati will be vanishing. This misunderstanding that practice see the Dasana Mantra. Clearing the dust on the mirror, Dasana means mirror. Just like on the mirror, if there is dust, you cannot see your face very much. If you wipe the mirror very nicely, this Hare Krishna chanting is the process of wiping out the dust accumulated on the mirror of mind. Cheta is concept. Mind is not exactly Cheta. So, our movement for Krishna consciousness is the process of clearing the consciousness. Originally, we are all Krishna consciousness. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna says in the 15th chapter, Mamai Vansa Jiva Bhuta. These jiva, the living entities, they are mind, part and parcel. So now, that they are not more. The Mayavadi philosopher, they claim to be the whole. But Vaishnava philosophy, we do not claim that we are the Pope. The Mahanadi philosopher, they claim that I am God. But we do not claim. We claim that we are part and parcel of God. As part and parcel of God, we are not the same point, just like a final parcel of gold belongs to God. But that part gold and the whole gold, they are never equal. So I have got all the qualitatively and one, but quantitatively and different. So that is the verse number 14. And actually, if we want to say that I am God, then we have to show godly power. Unless we show godly power simply claiming that I am God, that is dumb. There is false pride. Therefore, the first condition of advanced knowledge is adambhitta, amaritam adambhitta. First of all, to deny that I am not matter, and that if I am not matter, that I am God. Then Krishna says, no, that is your false pride. You are not God. Adambhitta.
But one should give all respect to Adam. Adam is not
was very difficult. But we responded to help. Now, this tsunami to Sumi came up. What the thing done? It is artificial to think that I am smaller than the glass. But actually, it is not artificial. It is actually that. Why? That from the Padma Purana, Devi Sita, we understand that the form of the soul is 1/10,000 of the upper portion of the soul. Now, how much more up we are, that we can regularly, there is no instrument to divide the upper portion of the air into 10,000 parts. And just to take one part as the magnitude of the soul. That is not. Actually, we are very small. That small particle of a soul is within the ant and is within the elephant. It is a bodily expansion of that we appear as the elephant appears to be the biggest central, and the ant or the jar appears to be the smallest. But actually, these are bodily expansion. The soul as it is really smaller than the glass or straw on the street. So maybe happen to say that aham brahma. So aham brahma means sometimes we certainly is understood that I am the Supreme God. Brahma means I am Brahma means spirit. I am spirit soul. This conception, this identification is right. This is right identification. As soon as I say that I am elephant or I am ant, that is not my identification. That is my spirit identification. My real identification is that I am neither ant nor elephant. But I am free soul. But sometimes, by identifying myself with this free soul, sometimes I falsely claim that I am the supreme soul. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Sinaradhi is needed. You are soul, you are free soul, but you are smaller than the smallest soul. That's very, very strong. This calculation, the calculation is there. So, the Adambitta, Dhanagattam, Kathy, follows Avatar. We should not be very much anxious about being famous. God, oh, there is a great man who knows everything about faith and who is perfect. No, we should be very sincere to understand things as they are. We should not falsely claim which are not. The most and the prideful claim is that I am God. It is simply forgotten by God. That don't claim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when he was talking with one of his devotees, Ramananda Raya, the subject matter was how to get perfection. Ramananda Raya was suggesting, of course, from Vedic literature, that perfection, the path of perfection, is to follow the institution of four varnas and four asanas. That is a fact. Four varnas and four asanas. What is this four varnas and four asanas? That is four divisions of social life and four divisions of spiritual life. the fourth internal source of life is the intelligent class of man, the partial class of man, and the percentile class of man, and the laborer class of man. You can divide any social system in any country, in any place. There are two, four classes of man. One class of man is very intelligent. They are scientists, they are philosophers, business writers, poets, thinkers, lecturers, teachers. They are inclined to this kind of work. They are voluntarily inclined. Similarly, there is a class of men who are interested to take part in politics, in diplomacy, or to stand for election as president, or as governor, in every country, in every place. They are not administrative class. Part has to be there. They are prepared to fight also. So, there is a plan. And the third class is the marketing class. They want to do some business, trade, industry, conventional products. And the liberal class, they are neither intelligent nor, and they want to take part in politics, nor they are able to do independent business. Under the circumstances, they have to keep their labor and work under somebody and get some young medicine. So these classes are every country. You call it by different names. In India, of course, these classes are named as the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and the Shudras. But in many places, I was here. Very fast system. So this fast system is not only in India, in everywhere the fast system is here. And any difference between one company to another, or that is that also exists in everywhere. This is human nature. So this is the classification of the society, and there is another classification which is called spiritual developmental classification. The brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Brahmachari means student life. Student life is proper knowledge. And grihastha life also, after acquiring knowledge, one may get himself married with a suitable girl and live peacefully in a society for spiritual practices. Everything for spiritual practices. And then Brahma for spiritual life gets turned out to the downside. So, Dhammanatara explains these four principles, four divisions of social order and spiritual development. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, oh, this is not possible. You are Vaishnava. This is a standard. If you know something better than this, then you explain. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied this social order? Because he was to be immediately benefit to the false souls of the age. So, he denied this system, not that he declared the system, but he knew that this system cannot be introduced strictly at the present moment, in this age. So, in this way, gradually, he presented Jnanamitra Bhakti, devotional service to his knowledge, renouncement of his material connection. In every state, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, this is not suitable, this is not suitable. Then, at last, not a meaning. And one should do have the false knowledge. False knowledge that I am God. I am God. It is false knowledge. So, when it was recommended by Ram, he said that one should give up the false knowledge. Getting the answer to the mind, no offense. One should be very meek and humble.
Selling, and it is better than that. Now, it does not mean
that wherever the representative will go, the thing will be so.
No, that is not expected.
But maybe somebody may come and get to transaction very seriously. But we cannot expect that everyone will understand the science of personal consciousness. It is not for ordinary man. Not for the proud man, especially, who is thinking that I am God. It is for the humble and mean who can actually submit to a God-realized person and receive knowledge from him. But he has been,
any questions?